This meeting is now being recorded.
So welcome to the Latin Generation panel call on 19th of September 2017. We have Mariana, Bill, Dennis, Jean-Paul, Amadouli, Mats, and Pitinan and Sarmad on the call. So over to you, Mariana.
Okay, Mats insisted that we should have this meeting, this generation panel meeting, to try to prepare ourselves for the Abu Dhabi meeting and to discuss how shall we make our presentations for Abu Dhabi meeting. Sarmad proposed, helped me to propose the agenda for the meetings in the Abu Dhabi. So I have used last presentation which I gave in Copenhagen and just put the main topics on the agenda, on the presentation. It should be redone in the future, soon in the future. And we could discuss this template also. I had a few more questions in the agenda, but we can discuss it later. So they are not so important. So the floor is open, and please let's try to finalize somehow the sample for presentations for the meeting in Abu Dhabi. Mats, do you want to say something? No? No one is... Yeah, Sarmad, please.
Yeah, it's probably not a terribly relevant comment at this time, but I still want to sort of table it. So this is an older format for presentations, and what I'll do is I'll email you a template again, which we will then you need to use. So the template format actually for ICANN slides has changed. So if you want to use that, then I think let's use the new version. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Sarmad. I didn't know. At least I didn't follow the changing of the templates, and I thought this one will be okay. But at least the topics should be there, and I couldn't figure more topics for discussion. At least what I am supposed to do during this meeting in Abu Dhabi. So, okay, you will send the new template. I will just move the try to make presentation on the new. Yeah, that's the same one.
So I've it's okay. I've actually unsynced it, so now everybody can scroll and see what is in the presentation in case you want to just review it.
Okay, I don't know what else to say about it. Is there any new ideas, suggestions? How shall we proceed with this?
Mariana, this is Dennis.
Oh, Dennis, please. Yes. We have Dennis and we have Mats and okay, Dennis. Mats is the next.
Okay. Sorry, I cannot use the queue because I see the presentation. Only the presentation on my screen at 261%, so I actually see just a portion of it, and I don't know how to put it back. But anyways, what I wanted to say, so first, I'd like to just confirm what we are going, I mean, how much time we're going to have, and restate what the purpose of this main session for the Latin Generation Panel is. So first, I think it's 70 or 75 minutes for this session alone,
right.
Correct? Okay. And I think the purpose of us presenting during this 75 minutes is more so of a quick update as to where we are, but more of opening up for questions and share issues with the IP so that we can get their feedback real time, right? So it's more so of an maybe 30% of the time we spend in an update, and the two-thirds of that we expose the issues that we have encountered thus far and get IP's feedback for our current progress. Are we still on the same page, or are we shifting more of more updates rather than getting feedback from the IP and others that might be in the room?
As I understood my position in this presentation, which I am trying to do, is just the status of the panel, and that will be short. I mean, this presentation should be divided in three pieces during the which will be presented during this meeting, but the main issues which should be presented should be done by you and Mats, and this is this part of meeting which will be used for discussion and for getting new input for our future work, and that should be done by co-chairs of the group, because I'm not, let's say, qualified enough to figure it properly. Okay, Mats, please. You wanted to say something. Mats, do you hear me?
Well, I took my hand down again because Dennis covered.
Oh, Dennis
what
covered
I was
what?
Thinking about it. I mean,
yeah.
What is the? I mean, it's 7 minutes and. Yes. So, but whom do we expect in the room during these 75 minutes besides ourselves?
As I understood, at least members of the Generation Panel will be there. And Sarmad, could you help us with this?
Right. So, in the previous time we did this in Copenhagen, we actually had, obviously, we will have the GP members and the integration panel members who will be there.
Integration panel.
We also had quite a few walk-in community members who were interested to find out what's going on with Latin Generation Panel. I assume we will have more interest from the community since we've now circulated some output from Latin Generation Panel as well. So that's something. And I think what I'm at least anticipating is that IP would have at least sent feedback on the principles which have been circulated. So at least there will be some good discussion which can happen around that with IP, but not, I guess, limited to principles, but I guess if there are any issues which are related to general work which is being done, you know, the repertoire analysis and variant analysis which is starting or actually already underway, that obviously is a good point of discussion with IP as well. But in any case, so those are your three kinds of audience. We'll have the community members. Some of them may actually be technically interested, and some of them may be actually more linguistically interested, and then obviously IP members.
And Sarma, this is Dennis.
Yes, Dennis, please.
Yeah.
So, if I heard correctly, so it is an open session, so anybody is welcome to attend. But I'm not sure if I heard correctly. Will the IP be there? I mean, or can we require at least one member of the IP to be there to listen the issues that we are going to present, so that we can get real-time feedback during that session?
Yes, there will be two IP members present.
Okay.
One has expertise with Unicode, and the other IP member has expertise with DNS and IDNA.
Got it. Okay.
And the IP members already have this tentative schedule, so they will they are planning to be there.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you, Sarma. That will be very helpful. All right.
Okay. That's it up to now. Sarma, do you want to say something again, please?
Yeah. So I wanted to add to what I was probably saying earlier from the perspective of generation panel. So eventually, whatever generation panel produces goes to the community. And as I said, there are two kinds of community members out there. One which are interested in the linguistic side of things, and the other ones which are interested in the technical side of things. But very interestingly, both those groups are equally interested in the GP being inclusive in the process, and having basically gone out there and got feedback and input from the larger script community to make sure that the proposal, which is finally input, is actually a stable one, and actually as broad as possible within the framework of the LGR procedure. I think both technical community and linguistic community will therefore be interested in knowing the breadth of experience linguistically and otherwise which this generation panel brings to the table while they do the analysis. So I think the third side of this, beyond just the linguistic work you're doing and the technical work you're doing, is actually this is an opportunity to share with the community the strengths you bring to the table as a generation panel, and the breadth of linguistic and other expertise you bring to the table, so that the community becomes, I guess, very familiar and comfortable with eventually the outputs which are coming out of this generation panel. So there is a certain outreach element which is always designed in such activities, so that eventually when the output comes from generation panel, it's not a surprise. People know what it is, and also people know who is actually developing it. And so there's this other side of this which is important as well, and therefore I think it's important to share the linguistic diversity, the other expertise diversity, and the geographical diversity which this generation panel brings on the table. Thank you.
Mats, the floor is yours. Mats. Mats, do you hear me?
Matt, you're on mute if you're speaking.
Yeah. I was not speaking. I have a hard time hearing you. Both you and Viviana disappears. on and off. I don't know if it's on my side or some other side. But when we do the presentation, should we then focus on the non-GP, non-IP community? I mean, the technical linguistic community that Samad speaks about, the ones that are not already involved. Is that the level that we should, and the details that we should focus on to make sure that those, that they can follow the discussion?
Sarmat, please.
Right. So I guess the suggestion would be to sort of do both if that can be managed. So some of the introductory material is obviously out there to make sure that community knows what the GP is, what, you know, who are the members, where they're coming from, and, you know, what's the general timeline. So that part is obviously focused on the community to get them more informed about dimensions of this work. But then obviously when we talk about repertoire and variants and get into details, that is obviously a discussion which is probably more focused on the more advanced audience, which certainly includes some some community members, but also obviously the integration panel. So, I think there is a sufficient time perhaps to focus on both things.
As I understood the whole concept of this meeting, I figured that my part of the presentation will show the general the general things about our generation panel. I mean, linguistic and geographical diversity. Who are the members? How we have decided to work in these working groups and so on. And in my head, it seems somehow that Mats and Dennis should present the, let's say, the professional part of this work. I mean, how we were working on making a repertoire, what problems we had working on it, and the discussion, the presentation of the principles which we are using in our work, and somehow this was the initial concept of the meeting, and it is open for discussion. I think we could cover the both sides of our work. I mean, the presentation to the general public and presentation to the more to the experts of the integration panel, and to share with them our thoughts and results of our work. So, anyone else to discuss any other points about making presentations for Abu Dhabi meeting? Is there any more misunderstanding on any other issues we should discuss about this?
I'm good.
That's Michael. Do you want to say Dennis. Something?
No, this was Dennis.
Dennis, sorry, I didn't recognize the voice. Dennis, please.
I said I was good. I'm good. I think I got the what we need to do is a general update as to who we are, what is our expertise, and to undertake this task, and updates from Matt on the repertoire, and also one update from the Varian group, and then we open up for questions and issues to get feedback from the IB.
Yeah, I think it is important for you and Matt to make a presentation of principles to explain that to the general public, because this is, I mean, the main thing we have done up to now, and we are working on repertoire and variants using those principles, and to hear what the people should say about our view of principles, because this is I will probably very soon share my presentation for Abu Dhabi meeting, so that there will not be overlapping between my presentation and your presentation. Your presentation should be more professional than mine will be somehow general. That's how I see all the things. Sarmad, please.
Yeah, just additional request, I guess, from our side, that we would request the GP to possibly share the presentation back by 6th of October, if that can be managed. Thank you.
I hope so. I hope so. At least I'll do my best to make this general presentation about generation panel till the 6th. We have to share it. We shall have one more meeting in 2 weeks of generation panel. It will be before 6th of October. Let me see the calendar. Sorry. I was not prepared for this.
That's 3rd October.
Yes, that's the 3rd of October. So during our meeting on the 3rd of October, we should discuss all the three presentations before submitting it to you on the 6th of October. We should have presentations made up to 3rd of October, and we should try during this meeting to harmonize our presentations, so that we shall not repeat the things which is in one presentation in another. So I hope we can make a conclusion that the presentation should be finished until the 3rd of October, and on this meeting we could discuss them and adjust the presentations in the next few days and send to you on the 6th of October. Is there any other suggestions to this? Sorry. No objections, no hands up. So, also, if some of the presentations are ready before the 3rd of October, it will be good to share it with the members of the Generation Panel via using email, and maybe get some suggestions before from the member panel, from the Generation Panel members before the 3rd of October. Okay, Amadou will not be in Dubai, but it doesn't matter. We should have all the things prepared before that and before the meeting, and this meeting on the October the 3rd will be the final meeting to harmonize our presentations, and I hope everything should be okay, should be finished, should be ready till the 6th of October. Okay, any other, some more discussion about our presentations and the things we should do in the next few weeks? No. In my agenda, I sent yesterday or the day before that, I cannot remember. There are a few minor questions which we can discuss now. One of them is that we had one question and CCNSO mailing list, one guy who is usually not very friendly to anyone is asking what is a Latin, was asking what is, sorry, Abu Dhabi, yes, Matt, Abu Dhabi, sorry. It's early for me this morning. He has asked, what is a Latin generation community, Latin language or Latin script community, whatever we have said in our mail. And I wanted to discuss it, Latin script community. I didn't want to give some my definition, not consulting all of you. Could someone help me with this, answer? Because I'm not sure I could make the right definition of the Latin script community, although it is, in my head, it is very simple. Those are all the languages and all the people using Latin script in writing their languages. But it might be, it might exist some more, let's say, sophisticated definition of it. Yeah, Michael, I like your explanation, but I just wanted to have a small discussion about it. More people see things better. So, so no other suggestions that I don't, the people are typing. So the group of speakers have, and the way they use the script should fulfill certain criteria. I'm not sure how, is there anyone who is volunteering to make a concept of the response to Eberhard, Lise? Yeah. We should not define. I think we should answer just to this question. He didn't even try to see the material which is on the internet and the links we have given, because using those links it would be pretty easy to understand what we are doing. But maybe for the first time, for the person who is seeing it for the first time, it is not so easy to understand everything. So, the different people, Mats, please.
I don't think that we should try to define, I mean, Dr. Lisa just asks a question, and I've met this guy, and I think he just wants to have a quite simple answer, and I could propose such a simple answer, and if he's not satisfied with that, it comes back, then we could give a more elaborate and sophisticated answer. That's my suggestion.
Thank you much for this, Michael. Please.
I just want to point out that the very first sentence I put into the chat room was supposed to be a simple answer. But please go ahead, Mats, and if you need any kind of assistance or help with that, in whatever fashion I could render, please do let me know. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Matt and Michael. But please suggest some suggest an answer to yeah, your hand is again up, Matt. Please.
My proposal of answer will be sent to the group. So this is for everyone to react on.
Yeah, thank you very much. So Mats will make a concept of the response to Eberhard's question, and after that we shall send it to as our response, as the response of the group to the CCNSO list. Okay, thank you very much for this. Sarmat, please.
Yes, so I actually was going to make an alternate suggestion because obviously this is not something which is generally used. So maybe an alternate way to do this would be that in the future we use Latin script generation panel rather than you know, some terminology which is already available in the LGR procedure rather than try to use a more generic term and find ways within the LGR procedure to I guess make such announcements so that in case there is some feedback, we can refer them back to the LGR procedure as a reference point. So that's one alternate mechanism. I'm not sure whether we'll always be successful in doing that, but that's another mechanism to manage this in the future. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Sarmad, I didn't catch properly your explanation. What is the mechanism in LGR procedure for what? Sorry, I didn't understand properly your proposal.
Right. So I guess what I was saying was that we try to explain it the way the LGR procedure would try to say it and see if we can somehow manage to use the terminology and context which is provided by the LGR procedure. I'm not proposing an answer. I'm just proposing a strategy which we can look into. And as I said, I'm not sure whether we'll be successful and always be able to remain within those constraints. But again, we could always try. Thank you.
But how this can help us in making a response to this question we have now? I don't see the straightforward path to using the LGR procedures in responding to this question. Something is in my head is not clear about it.
Right. Just give me a minute. Let me go back to the statement and see it, and then let me come back.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry. I Yeah, until we shall wait for Salman for a few more moments.
I was sorry, don't wait for me. But in any case, I think I've looked at the message. I'm not sure whether, so the issue is the Latin, using Latin script community. Maybe, you know, I guess an alternate suggestion would be to just not use Latin script community and you know, maybe use some alternate wording.
Oh, you mean in the future?
But yes.
I don't see the Latin script community is not something formal. I mean, it's not formally organized. It is just like internet community. Those are all the people using the internet. So Latin script community for me is all the persons using Latin script to write whatever they are writing. So maybe we could use some other wording in this in the future, but now we have to make a response to this question or leave it like this and without responding. I think it is good to respond. And we shall see after that what will be the reaction of Eberhard's reaction. So we have to cope with this. I don't see we have done anything wrong. We haven't done anything wrong. Oh, you see, what is script? But I think Eberhard knows what is script. He just was not in a good mood writing this question. But we have to respond to it. Okay, please, Mats and Michael, Mats will propose the response, and I will send because I've sent this information about our principles to the CCNSO list, I will send also the response to this CCNSO list and see what will happen in the future. Okay, any other, is there any more discussion about this topic? No, not at this moment. I have also made some small statistics about what people think, what members of the Latin Generation panel think about how to retire some old documents. And I'm not sure, should we organize some kind of poll how to do it? Or shall we accept the majority thinking? I mean, whatever it was, I forgot, sorry. Whatever it was in my proposal. In the agenda. How to retire an old working document. We have a small discussion about it. And Hazem, Bill and Mats proposed to save a copy and delete the document. And Michael and Dennis proposed to rename the document. Also, we have another proposal from Hazem to unshare the document. All the three solutions are okay for me, but which one shall we use? Yes, it is important that members don't use all documents, so Michael, please.
Yes, from what I understood from Matt's latest email, he said he was suggesting to you, Mariana, that you unshare the document effectively. So I think that in the end, what Mats is saying, what I was saying, what Dennis is saying, turned out to be more or less equivalent. So I think that's settled.
Yes,
from
it
my
is.
Point of view. Thank you.
Okay, if everybody agrees, I will unshare the document. Any other... It's just all three approaches give the same result. I mean, the document won't be used anymore, but I didn't want to decide by myself. If there is no other suggestions, I will unshare all the old documents which are in my Google Drive. So and we know from now on that all the Working documents will have links in our wiki pages, so there will be no more problems of using the old documents. I will do it after this meeting, so the thing will be clean. Is there any other business that members of the panel want to discuss? Nothing else? Okay. That's all for today. I think we can close the meeting. Thank you very much for being for participating in this meeting, and Pitinen will share soon the notes from this meeting, and we have two things to do. I mean, we have to try to prepare our presentations in next two weeks and to harmonize presentations during our next meeting in 2 weeks. Okay, thank you very much. And hear you in 1 or 2 weeks. It depends to which group the people have joined. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.